Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night. And what a night it is.
And
what a night it was. What a night it is. Who are we?
I'm trying to think of how I want to set this thing off. Hold on.
Oh, set it off with the hot topic. God.
I meant like
this. Hands in the air, if you don't really care. It's like that sometimes, I mean ridiculous. It's like that sometimes, it's shit ridiculous. One hand in the air, if you don't really care. Middle finger in the air, if you don't really care. It's like that sometimes, man, ridiculous. Life can be sometimes ridiculous.
I'm so appalled, spalding, bald. Donald Trump taking dollars from y'all.
Baby, you're fired, and your girlfriend hired. But if you don't mind, I'ma keep you on call.
We above the law, we don't give a fuck about y'all.
Hey, by the way, Sipes, how fire is the Alchemist shirts? He makes some dope shirts, man.
I never seen an Alchemist shirt.
Yeah, like they're like these long sleeve multicolored tees with the logo. Okay, kind of flamey.
All right.
I mean, listen, I bought it, and when I Alchemist has promised me for years, since years ago.
How long ago?
Years ago. That he has records.
In reference to Chamillionaire being in a certain borough of Kings.
After that, but
after
still years ago.
After Chamillionaire went to Brooklyn, but still years ago.
But still years ago.
Okay.
Alchemist promised me.
Yeah.
Ah.
Oh, we're doubling up?
That was the YouTube. I'd flipped on the YouTube page to see if anyone was.
Because you love
listening.
Looking at yourself.
Oh my God. Anyways, so Al had been promising me to give me these records that he has for me. And vinyl. And I hit him
45.
Up.
I'm assuming 45.
That's right.
Okay.
You're very smart. And I hit him up when I was in. I said, I'm going to be in LA.
You hit him up?
So I hit him up.
Did you say, first of all, fuck your bitch and the click you claim?
No, that's not what I said, actually.
You fat motherfucker, that's why I fucked your wife.
I actually said, yo, man, I'm going to be in LA and I'm coming out there so I can. he fucking ghosted me, though. I love the guy, but he didn't respond to me.
Come on, Alchemist, come on, bro.
Two or three times, though. Yo, so on Wednesday, hit me when you get here. Okay, great. What's your address again? Here's my address. Perfect. Okay, I'll come through.
He sent the Addy.
He sent the Addy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
you gave me the address.
That means he was home, just ducking down like if Jehovah's Witnesses were at the door.
Come on,
yo, get down. Everybody get down. Mom, get down.
Oh, fuck, Rosenberg. I have to give him these fucking records. By the way, I'm not going to, you know me, I'm not going to come sit and smoke blunts all day.
The records are right there by the door.
Oh, I know him.
I don't got time for this.
I know him. He definitely has them all sitting in an organized stash where he keeps his extras.
Yeah, might even have your name on it. Like
he pulled them aside. He was like, I'm going to give these to him one day. I got him.
Yeah.
I'm not going to smoke blunts all day and want to bother you. I'm just going to be like, yo, thank you, man. Appreciate this stack of 45s. I'm out.
Stack of 45s. Yo, are you working on something right now? Go take a listen. Oh, this is dope. Wait, let me play you these other joints.
Oh.
5 joints in. This is fire. Bro, dope.
I got to get up out of here,
man. What's going on with me? Oh, this, that. Podcast is doing good. Radio's good. All right. Catch you later.
That's it. Hey, listen, how you guys doing? I'm good. We got like 17 people from Patreon watching us on YouTube. We out here. You know what I'm saying?
Live and direct. We the new
Live and direct. So, Scythe, there's I have a few things to get to today. First of all, before we get too far down the road, do you happen to have any shows you need to tell people about?
Oh, I'm so happy you asked. Actually, so I know I told you guys, WANAP fans love you to death. I got this TV show that I'm working on that keeps getting pushed back and pushed back. And you know why it keeps getting pushed back? Because the word hip-hop is in the title.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to tell this lovely white lady named Erica, who is the showrunner, who is, a doll of a person, a mensch, if you will. And she just keeps thinking it's going to start at this time. And I said, yeah, but you have hip-hop in the title, so it's not going to start till this time.
Right.
Way after Chamillionaire was in Brooklyn.
It's going to be so much later than Chamillionaire being in Brooklyn.
But that being said, I had my schedule kind of free, and I was kind of pissed because I was, I keep holding off on taking dates, because for the show, but then it keeps getting pushed back. So my friend Mo Ammer.
He's a great guy.
My good friend just booked me for all his weekends this entire month of April. So next week I will be in Dallas, Texas at Hyenas. I believe the club is called Hyenas. The week after that I'll be in Nashville, Tennessee at Zany's.
Okay.
And the week after that I will be at Comedy on State. And I've never been to Nashville Zanies. I love Chicago.
Oh, you've never been to Nashville Zanies?
Yeah. Chicago Zanies is fire.
You love Chicago Zanies.
And the weekend after that, I will be at Comedy on State in Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And then the weekend after that, there's the big Netflix is a joke festival out in Los Angeles with tons of comedy shows and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, so WANAP fans, please do me a favor if you're in Dallas. The first and second, and then the weekend after that, if you're in Nashville, after that, if you're in Madison, Wisconsin, do me a favor, please come out, because the more people that
they know they're coming to support you.
No, but it's not my show. It's Mo Ammer's show. But if you come out to see me on Mo Ammer's show, that club will be more likely to book me to do headlining gigs.
Oh.
So come through with your WANAP, the one piece of swag we have, come out. With your WANAP is dead shirt, and we'll explain it's WANAP is life, but whatever.
I saw a guy last week at the Fife album release party who was wearing the WANAP is dead De La shirt.
Yeah. It's a good shirt, man.
It is a good shirt. Maybe
we
should
have one.
I know. I should get one.
In true WANAP fashion, I don't have one.
Yeah. No, so it was the first proof I ever had that it existed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was very exciting to me.
So thank you. Thanks for letting me pull up.
No problem.
So
it only takes pull up. I just know every week when we get started, we need 10 or 15 minutes for Scythe to get his plugs in, and then we get to the podcast.
Pull up, baby.
So there is a lot to get to. Of course, Billy June was last night chomping at the bit after the Chris Rock, Will Smith situation. And I said to did you, Scythe, did I represent your feelings well?
Oh, 100. I mean, to the 1000%.
So Billy's in our text. Guys. Gosh, we have to do a podcast. We gotta talk about Will Smith and Chris Rock. Oh, it's so good. And I said, Billy, Scythe Seif no longer has to give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
I have to do it all morning tomorrow.
You gotta do it. You gotta do it.
Seif, now, do you not know this man? He does not have to talk about it at all if he doesn't want to.
Also, do you even have to talk about it? I mean, yes, you do. But do you?
Well, no, no. Do you have to?
Everyone talked about it before you even got to the radio station or went on air or whatever it is.
Well, there's two things. One, the hard part is, let's be real. If you're someone who was awake last night, you know what happened.
Right.
And I would say there's a high percentage of those people, if they're of a certain age and demo, they probably would want to hear the next morning people talking about it because it's on their mind.
Yes, I understand that.
But no, do you have to? No, you're right.
I'm
of course
just
you
saying
don't.
It was memes made.
I mean, within, moments, I mean, 5 minutes.
Who are these people that these meme-matic people, like, how ready are they?
Their whole life.
Do they have like the whole template already set up and they're just watching the Oscars for like a moment like or whatever, any event or any broadcast or anything just to make the meme?
It's a great
And
great
is it
point.
is it nowadays with, I mean, every single person making quote unquote content, is being first matter anymore in the internet meme world? Like your funny take on Chris Rock getting slizzapped.
And you know what's funny about that? I wasn't able, like, I was trying today to think of, like,
you have trouble
a really interesting take.
Yeah.
And, like, don't get me wrong, I have, you know, thoughts. Yeah. But, like, I haven't heard one person express a thought that made me go, yes, that right there. That's it. It's like, oh my God, my dad was texting me. My dad gets worked up by celebrity bullshit.
Oh my, well, your dad is like,
it's
I think
crazy.
Your dad might be a Jason Lee fan.
Yo, my dad wishes I was Jason Lee.
I think your dad in his retirement has gone fully into Black Twitter world.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. He just wants, my dad's like talking about how bad what Will Smith did was, and he should have been escorted out. I said to him, this is the crux of the argument. He said, they should have treated him as if he had slapped a woman. I said, but dad, he didn't slap a woman. It's
no,
a huge difference.
I mean, was he not escorted out at all? Did he have a talking to? Did anything happen?
No, it didn't seem like there was any repercussion at all.
Here's what I saw.
You were working, right?
Yeah, I got in the car as soon as we started driving back from DC last night. Somebody was like, "Oh, look at this."
Okay.
Here's what I saw. And this is from a comic's point of view. I saw a comic make a joke towards another funny guy, and similar to the Ricky Gervais and Steve Carell drama that they always have back in the day when The Office was hot. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
Funny shit. I saw Will Smith walking up to Chris Rock, and Chris Rock thinking, oh, this is an Oscar joke. It's going to be a funny
We're having
moment.
A moment here. We're having a funny little
oh,
thing.
Oh, he's coming to get me. Gave him a slap. And Rock going, like, this is all within seconds.
Okay.
3 seconds.
Okay.
Rock goes, oh, fuck. He tried to actor hit me, fake hit me, and I did it the wrong way. If I was a real actor like Will Smith is, I would know how to take a fake acting hit. But I didn't move the right way like our technical director taught us, and he actually fucking hit my face. The joke went wrong in my physical essence, but there was a joke here. So he's like, whoa, this is a joke. Was that not a joke? Did I just get, you know what I mean?
I think you're right. You're the first person I've heard express it that way. Hey, I just said I'd heard no one say anything smart. That was the first thing I've heard that's smart.
Ever,
you,
for me.
I think you're right. I think he thought it was a joke even through the slap, because the slap felt pulled. It wasn't hard. So even through the slap, he thought it was a joke until Will had, and we've talked about this on One Ep before.
Yeah.
The cracking, classic, about to cry fight voice. We've seen you. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Because the truth is 99% of people aren't built for fights.
Right.
So when it starts getting there, they get close to crying, because let's be honest, they're scared.
Although
it's scary.
The emotions, your insides are going nuts.
Your insides going crazy because you're, you know, Will Smith's a good person. He doesn't like to hurt people. He's like, what? I just slapped someone.
The joke wasn't that bad.
Yeah. So then when he's screaming, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
That's when I was like, oh.
But even that, I think that's what shocked Rock, because he's cursing. Will knows this is live.
Right.
Will's a good guy. Will.
Right.
Oh, Will's cursing on live at the Oscars. Oh, he really just hit me.
Yep.
Oh, you're like, oh no, I could have handled that. Wait, I've seen Chris Rock pop off twice in my life.
You just mentioned this recently, by the way. You wouldn't tell us anything, but you said.
Yeah, I saw something because it exposes the place where it was. But I've seen Chris Rock pop off twice in a Brooklyn, he got the Brooklyn in him way before Chameleon Air even stepped foot in that borough.
This is before Chameleon Air was in Brooklyn, you're saying?
Way before. Okay. So the way I saw Chris Rock pop off two times, I said, oh, he got the Brooklyn in him. So for him to not pop off last night, he was laughing. Here comes Will Smith. He's going to do something funny. He might try to Jazzy Jeff throw me out off the stage like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or whatever. Oh, and he gave him a hit, bap. And then Chris was like, oh my, I'm such an idiot. I moved into it a little bit instead of kind of pulling back like they would do in a movie, you know?
That's really, although I got to tell you, when you watch it, it looks like he actually took it half pretty decently. Will's form is bizarre, by the way. Not enough being said about how weird Will's slap form is.
Again, that's why Chris Rock would think it was a joke.
Because it was so weird.
His form was comedic.
His form was comedic.
What was that feat? Like, it was like a duel.
It was like a duel. Yeah, it was like he slapped him with a glove.
Right.
Me and my best friend Ben used to always make fun of my brother. Because my brother is like pretty uncoordinated with regard to athletics. Sorry, Nick, but I'm not saying completely, but he's pretty uncoordinated.
Yeah, come on.
And we would always make jokes about like that. I don't know where it first came from, but Nick telling some story. I'm going way back. I'm talking about way before Chameleon Air was in Brooklyn.
It was just a young boy in Texas.
And we were sitting around and Nick made some reference about like, oh man, if that was me, I would have punched him in his face. And he did this physical motion, and Ben and I thought it was so funny because it was like so unintimidating. That's how Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. It looked like the most unathletic, and like, you know, Will Smith's an athletic guy.
Nah, that's like, why it looked like a joke.
And so it looked like a joke, like a because
dance, like a dance fighting move from a movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because this is a guy who played Muhammad Ali. Like, right. He can throw a punch.
Oh, my God. He's trained.
He's trained.
Fuck out of here, yo. He played Muhammad Ali. That's crazy.
He played Muhammad Ali, and yet he does one slap, and it looked like he'd never. So then he sits back down.
Yeah.
And when I heard the voice and the part where I know Chris, I related to Chris Rock so much for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And here's why I related to him. Because I've offended people before by saying something where I culturally misunderstood.
Right.
And then I'm like, that's what got you upset?
Yeah.
Like, there's a misunderstanding here. Right. When he says, it was a G.I. Jane joke, dude.
Yeah.
I so related to that moment because Chris Rock's like, really, that was it?
But we don't know. We didn't know Jada is sick.
Or he didn't seemingly know that she had alopecia. He probably thought of that joke on the spot, by the way.
Of course he did.
It was a nothing. It wasn't a joke he wrote.
No, that's not. Chris Rock is a brilliant joke writer. That was just like, oh, this chick got a bald head.
Right.
And is it like, not necessarily my friends, but people I'm friendly with, where we always fuck around with each other, tell crack jokes.
So I don't think he meant anything in that way. And listen, you know, some people got mad at me this morning because on the air I said...
Did you say the N-word?
No, wait, oh, okay. What? I said, no.
No, sorry.
I said alopecia is a serious thing, and I know it's hard for people, particularly women, you know, to lose your hair in any way. That's a serious thing for a woman to deal with. I'm not downplaying that. But people, in their defense of Will Smith, were acting as if she had a life-threatening illness, God forbid. Chris Rock knew and made fun of her anyway.
Right.
That's not what was happening.
No, and even if he did know... Is it new for Jada? Is this a new thing?
I think she revealed it somewhat recently. Yes.
Okay. I don't pay attention to this type of shit. If it was out there,
but I didn't remember. I didn't remember either. That's how Chris played
that
himself.
Could go by so quickly. Who would know? Like, we got Kardashians to pay attention to. I'm sorry, we're not wondering about your hair. What is this? Pete, didn't you have alopecia on your schmeckle?
No, D. Collins.
What is a schmeckle? Is that your
oh, ding-dong? Actually, you know what? No. I didn't have alopecia. I know what he's saying. Uh-huh. I didn't have alopecia. Uh-huh. I had Michael Jackson penis. Oh. I still sort of do, actually. What's it called again?
Vitiligo.
Yeah, come on, fam.
You had vitiligo on your schmeckle?
Yo, man, if I saw that dude... If I saw him in person, I would make Natalie go up and slap him right across the face for making that joke.
Tell her to do some Krav Maga.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'll give you a schmeckle to your face.
MJ disease, my
bad. I got vitiligo.
You do too?
Right here. Look at that. See that white spot on my arm?
Oh, wow. You're down with the MJ. Here, I'm going to show you guys mine. Hold on.
No, no, don't. No, no, no. Yours is... No, no, no. No, no yours is the private parts. That's for Patreon.
We're on Patreon. Right, hold on, Sife. We're on Patreon. They shouldn't get to see it.
Oh, we're on. This is right. This is live for Patreon people.
We're live on Patreon.
Yeah, make this the schmeckle out.
All right, quick vote. Who wants to see my penis with the vitiligo live on Patreon?
Wait a minute. Wait. What, if that's the choice, can we see it without the vitiligo?
you mean you want me to show you my dick? But specifically cover up the vitiligo?
Oh, no, I meant like an old, maybe you have like an old picture.
Of just
like
the dick.
From like a sidekick camera. You know what I mean? Like.
So
remember when pictures had to like load up on a BlackBerry? Like. Oh.
Yo, can you imagine the excitement as it builds? So any thoughts on are comedians going to be hugely standing with Chris Rock on this and absolutely now crushing Will Smith even more?
I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard spoken to anybody or heard anything yet, but yes. The comedians will 100% be on Chris Rock's side because, look, man, you hired a comedian to do a job. He did his job, and then you get mad? Like... It's not like, that's like when people get mad at a comedy club. Like, it says comedy outside. Why are you in here? And nowadays, the world is so crazy where you can get information. You can look at a lineup and be like, oh, I don't think this is my kind of comedy show. I guarantee you there is one for you somewhere else. You know what I mean? But running up to the stage to hit a comedian, no way.
That's the thing. And now I feel like you guys all got to kind of...
No way. You can never do that, bro. I'm kicking you in the face. Like, it's...
That's the thing. It violates such a basic trust that comedians have with their audience.
Yeah. My thing, like, don't even start coming up here because I switch instantly, bro.
And by the way, a couple other things need to be said here. There was a lot of, like... Don't play with someone's family.
No, God.
Bro, Jada Pinkett is not a random wife.
Right.
She's a celebrity, too.
That's right.
If he made fun of Joe Blow actor, whose wife, he's next to him,
right,
and she's not famous.
Yeah.
She's a civilian.
Like, your wife looks like Mrs. Butterworth.
Right. I get being like, yo, bro, She's not part of the business.
Right, right. She's here on a special night.
She's my guest.
Also, if the actor that he says something to is not like a comedian, you know what I mean? Or a comedic actor.
Right.
Like, Will is funny every day on Instagram. So what are you talking about?
Now, by the way, you also saw, though, that Will very clearly laughed at first. And Jada rolled her. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I know. He laughed at first. And then apparently people were saying he looked over at her and she looked upset.
Yes. She rolled her eyes.
Yeah.
She blatantly rolled her eyes, which is why Chris Rock responds in that way.
What'd he say?
Where he's like, what? Oh. It wasn't that bad. That's because he's looking at her.
Right.
He's laughing the whole time.
Right. Yeah. What happened? What did we miss?
Last night, though, I just want to say, I mean, the whole thing's fucking stupid. The whole thing is stupid and ridiculous and all those different things. But at the same time, it was crazy. It really was like, wow. Like, that easily eclipsed Kanye and Taylor Swift, which was a big deal.
You think so?
Yes. Scythe. It is everywhere.
No, I don't think so. It is everywhere, but here's what I'm saying. When you come down to the bones of it, last night, in a way, I'm not supporting it, but in a way, could have been warranted. Where the Kanye shit was a little fucking left field. There was no cause and effect in the Kanye.
Right,
Taylor
you're saying
Swift
yesterday thing. There could be some argument.
Yes.
A weak argument, perhaps, but an argument nonetheless.
A weak argument, but yes. I mean, listen, man, it's during Black Lives Matter times and you're dissing a black person, black on black crime. Like, all these weird arguments that could be made, but like you said something insulting and something, my friend, I challenge you to a duel. Like, if you insult my wife, I challenge you to a duel.
You know, can we also get rid of this thing? And first of all, I have no place to say this, but my observer as an ally and not a black person, the whole idea of like acting a fool in front of white people, as if white people who aren't racist will now judge black people because of acting out in public.
Yeah.
When really it's racist already thought bad of black people before whatever happened. Right. And they're going to think bad of you after what happens.
You don't get credit. You don't build up credit with them when you act.
You don't build up credit.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that mentality, it's not my place to speak on it because I'm white. But let me just say, as an outside observer, when I hear it, like, I can't believe you act that way in front of white people. Yeah. Ooh, like you might change the racist white people's minds. Get the fuck out of here. White people have been acting crazy in front of black people since the dawn of fucking time.
Man, no qualms about it whatsoever.
No qualms. No one on January 6th was going, guys, we shouldn't act like this in front of black people. They're going to think that we're crazy.
Yeah.
So stop worrying about that part. It's not about that. Everyone's acting like it's a tragedy because two black men got into an altercation on stage. Of course, I understand it. I'm not denying your feelings on it. But I'm just saying, in the grand scheme of things, the people who were racist before that. And they're going to be racist after that.
So
it didn't change
shit. Somebody last night said, damn, we can't go nowhere. You think somebody home that we can't go
nowhere? Oh, no. People said that. I mean, listen, there were definitely... There were definitely old black folks at home going, see, this is why we can't have nothing. I mean, that definitely was getting said.
This is why we can't have nothing.
This is why we can't have nothing nice.
Three of the richest black entertainers, just entertainers, not even black. This is why we can't have nothing.
No, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of my favorite thing about my favorite part of Cedric in Kings of Comedy.
Yeah.
When he talks about you couldn't have a black president, and he was like, and he's like, because I mean, you know, listen, if I was the president and someone tried to ask me about did I have sexual relations, and he's like, wait, you asking me this in front of my wife? You asked me in front of my fucking wife, blah, blah, blah. And then he starts getting all mad, and he's like, oh, the president fight too much. That's what it reminded me of. I was like, damn, we'll fight too much. What are you doing? But like, any sort of overall judgment, the main thing I came away with was just like, I feel for Will, man. I feel he snapped in public in what could have been one of the best nights of his life, and maybe it still was. It looks like he still had a good time afterwards. You know, he's not going to be remembered for winning the Oscar last night.
No.
That part's hard. For King Richard.
He won what? Best actor?
He won Best Actor.
He won Best Actor for King Richard?
Yeah.
Fuck, that shit is eclipsed.
But you didn't even know until right now?
I heard he won an Oscar. I didn't know it was for Best Actor, King Richard.
He won Best Actor for King Richard. First, I think it's his first Oscar win, right? He didn't win for Ali.
Wow, yeah, probably. Oh, what a douche a lot. That's why they didn't kick him out, because they knew he won. They're like, oh, fuck.
Right.
Should we kick him out? Well, no, he got the Oscar coming.
Did he win or not? He won.
He got it.
Oh, shit.
He got it.
Yo, I think also when he, I know it was really, the timing was such that he wouldn't have been able to process it quickly enough, but I kind of do wish too he could have gotten up there and been like, yeah, he'd been nominated for Ali. Mm-hmm. He was nominated for The Pursuit of Happiness.
Right. Wild Wild West.
No.
Sure.
And he, yeah, I'm sure. And
best
he was.
Picture.
No, neither. And then this, he got nominated for Best Picture and Actor.
It didn't win Best Picture though.
No.
But he won the Oscar for. Oh, that's dope.
Coda won Best.
Did something? I don't even know. I never even heard of Coda. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, me neither.
Was there something? I heard Denzel said something to him afterwards.
Yeah, he quoted that. That part was actually really funny to me too, because he quoted what Denzel said to him, and he's like, Denzel just told me, you know, be careful, because when you're at your highest, that's when the devil comes for you.
So Chris Rock is the devil.
No, but I don't think he was saying that. I think he was saying, basically, when you get up here to give this thank you, it's going to be your highest moment. You're going to win Best Actor, so be careful.
Right.
And when he repeated it, I was like, I feel like that was something Denzel was telling you privately, Joe. I don't think he wanted to say it to the devils in the room. I think, yo, I don't,
the devils are like, is Denzel onto us?
I know. Like, I don't know if you know Denzel. Like, Denzel is kind of a real dude. Like, I think he was trying to be like, yo, man, watch out for these fucking devils.
Yeah.
And then Will gets up there and he's like, so Denzel just told me, watch out for you fucking devils.
Denzel's no, in the just, back like, this fucking Scientologist.
And by the way, this is if Willard had a little more time to think, I think the best thing he could have done was when he got up there immediately been like, yo, I'm so sorry for what happened earlier to Chris, to everyone. I'm incredibly emotional. I've dealt with a lot and I snapped. I'm truly embarrassed, blah, blah, blah. He kind of like, nah, he kind of, He danced around and he said, overwhelmed, protecting my family. I just think the move would have been to say,
up, yeah,
yo, my bad.
This should have brought Chris Rock out. Come on.
Or went and got or brought him out. Because it was probably about 40 minutes later.
Right. They talked it. They had somebody talked it out.
I doubt they talked yet. I doubt they talked yet, though. Meanwhile, everyone afterwards was like consoling Will Smith. He's getting hugs from Tyler Perry and Denzel Washington. And anyone check on Chris Rock?
Nobody just got slapped in the Chris. Face. Nobody checked on Chris.
Yo! Well, Will's Pookie getting good. Consoled.
Pookie good.
Yeah. You know, because he didn't cry. He just made jokes. But really, I mean, yo, if you're Chris Rock's family at home, what the fuck are you thinking?
You think they was strapping up? You think they were striving up to go get him?
Hey, yo, we about to go up to this motherfucking Oscars. You know what I'm saying?
Wait,
these busters.
Why did Chris Rock family be West Coast?
I don't know.
No, I think they're Brooklyn.
They're not. They're definitely East Coast. Yeah. But, yo, we about to strap up and catch all these busters.
What a night.
You watch Snowfall?
No, I'm it's on my list.
Man, this season's so fucking fire.
It's really good.
They pulled an episode a couple episodes back. They pulled an episode where I was so impressed. They had one of those random, you're not prepared for it, oh shit, it's fucking going down for an hour kind of episodes.
Right.
And I was just like taken aback. I was like, oh shit, you guys are going for it tonight. Like they went for it. Was just everything's happening. And I brought it up because the Jerome, who plays like the uncle with the Jerry curl on the show, who's awesome, he had an ill scene.
he had an ill scene in that episode where he beats the fuck out of someone and he's about to drive away. And as he's about to drive away, he goes, "Should have taught your man how to squabble." And I that last night reminded me of that. I mean, no one knew how to squabble, if we're being honest. So, Syf, by the way, a friend of mine saw you last night at the DC Improv.
Okay. Which friend was that?
My friend Carter.
Man, sounds like a white guy.
He said, by the way, Billy June just sent us a post from Michael Che's IG that he wrote, hashtag Oscars too black. Yo, chill, Che. He said that you called his wife. You did the Karen bit on his wife.
Oh, yes. I know exactly. Yes. They were sitting right in the second row. I know exactly who it was.
Did that? You didn't get their names.
I think I got her name. What's her name? Wait, don't tell me her name. Her name was, hold on. I always remember white names. It was Katie.
That's right.
Yep.
Kate.
It was Katie.
My friend Katie, who I went to high school with, went to high school with both of them.
Really? Oh, yep. They were cool. They were super cool.
Oh yeah, and God. He said you were great.
His friend's chick?
Wait, what?
His friend. He had a friend with him.
He had a friend with
her
him.
Her chick. Or maybe it was her friend and then her boyfriend. There was another couple at their table.
There was another couple. Beautiful. And the girl was hot.
Beautiful. I mean, Katie was hot, too. Should I not talk
Katie's
about,
hot too?
Should I not talk about how I would give your friends from high school the Sheboygan?
Yeah, no. Don't talk about giving Katie the Sheboygan.
No, they were super cool. It was a weird night. It was fine. It was great. It was great. It was just it went a little longer for my taste, and I get into the zone of being a producer instead of a comedian, and I was like, these people, we're here too long. The show's going a little long. We should end it. And Will doesn't give a fuck. Will just goes on and on and on. And I said, you don't see these people. I'm like, in my mind, it's Sunday night, 7 o'clock show that started a little late. So if it's a 7 o'clock show, it means they want to get in and get out. It's Sunday night. Oh, we'll go on Sunday, check out a show, but we'll be home by night. We'll be home by 9.
Right.
You know what I mean? Show over at 8:30. We'll be home by 9. It'll be fine.
I love a good over by 8:30, home by 9. But is there anything better?
But it was good though. They enjoyed it.
They had a great time. By the way, I heard Laura Stiles said she had a great time on Saturday.
Yep, I was with Mo Ammer over at the Carolines on Broadway.
The Carolines on Broadway.
Carolines on Broadway, babe, bro. Yeah, it was Laura Stiles was there. Lady S.
Lady S was in the building. I saw Ricardo's brother Juice came out.
Yeah, and Ricardo. Ricardo was there.
Ricardo and Juice were in the building.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, there's another brother.
Oh, there's mad brothers.
Yeah.
What? I think there's 5 of them.
Okay.
There's mad Ricardo brothers.
Yeah.
we had Mo on the show on Thursday or something.
Yeah, I wish he would have told me. I would have.
It was just virtual. Yeah. It wasn't like, you know. I thought about that too. If it was in person, I thought it would have been cool to have both of you.
Yeah.
And he did tell us that. I said, why Syf? And he said, because he feels sorry for you. And you badger him.
Like a charity thing.
Charity, yeah. A mix of charity and bothering.
Right.
You know?
Right, right.
The combination.
Okay, well, I did tell it works.
I did tell Mo, though. I was like, bro, I got to tell you, you kind of look like money right now. You kind of look like you came up.
Oh, he's up.
He looks up. Like, his beard's cleaner. He looks up.
Well, I mean, yeah. You know when, this is a cool thing when you... it's really funny when you're on the up launch pad, right?
Okay, when you're launching up.
You know what you just shot. You know everything in the pipeline, but it doesn't come out for months.
Right.
But are you up? Like, you got the check.
Right.
So you're up with the check. The check,
but you
the multiple
be,
checks.
But the thing is, you got to be up. You got to be up just because you believe you're up.
Yeah, but I believe I'm up. But I have nothing shot, nothing in the can, nothing ready to go with big superstars. He got the pipeline up. He got a show on Netflix.
Yep.
He's on Rami, which is a hit show.
He's on Rami, too.
He shot a fucking movie with The Rock.
What does that mean? He shot a movie with The Rock?
Yeah, he's in Black Adam.
He's in Black Adam.
Yeah,
wow.
Man.
A real role?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He's out of here.
He's up.
He's out of here.
Yeah. And he just shot his, he just put a special out on Netflix, which is, you know what, to be honest, a given. He's a comedian. He's a very good comedian. It's a given. These other things are like a TV show and a movie. Like, yeah, man, he's up.
Wow. Well, big ups. Big ups.
There was some guy on Friday night that came to the show, a guy and a girl. They're both in Black Adam, and they came to see Mo's show. A guy named Noah, who apparently is like the new young heartthrob of those teeny bopper shows on Netflix.
Okay.
And there was another girl named I think her name was Quintessa or Quintessa. Very
Who's
nice.
She?
She's in Black Adam also. She's a superhero. But like now he's like pulling up with superstar actor friends, or like they're both on the up too, you know what I mean?
Wow.
I want that so badly, bro.
Well, you want to be up.
I want to be in a specific way. I want to be headlining a club and like actors and rappers come to check me. You know what I mean?
By the way, you know you have that already once.
It's not the same.
I mean, fine. It's not the exact same.
I'm not. I wasn't headlining. But
the fact is, the reason they pulled up was because of you.
Yes, yes. You're right.
They weren't pulling up for that, you know.
Right.
But listen, whatever you need to do to not give yourself the credit, because then we got to make sure next time it happens, you again don't give yourself the credit. So you got to, listen, as long as you just keep always chasing something out there that you can never get, you know, like me walking bare with a treat in my hand and not ever giving it to him the whole walk.
You talk about Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, and Drake in the audience of my comedy show back way, like years ago.
Yeah. Oh, this is years ago? Yo, Drake came to one?
Yeah.
Wow. Was I there then? I wasn't there.
I don't remember. It was the early ones too, like when it was at Comics. Drake came through, Lil Wayne, Ross, a bunch of basketball players that I don't know who they are.
I don't remember Wayne coming through.
Yeah, Wayne was there.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Listen, okay, that's great. Just don't count it.
When was Wayne at his peak?
07, 08.
Oh, that's when it was.
I mean, he was at his,
Carter 3. Like Duffel Bag Boys and all that stuff. That's 08?
Carter 3 is 08.
Like, what is up? What about No Ceilings? When is that?
Same time-ish.
Yes.
Let's see.
Well, okay. There it is.
Lil Wayne, No Ceilings. Released 2009.
Mm-hmm. I was up.
Have you ever heard this song? Hold on.
What song is it?
Coffee.
Good morning, Dr. Carter.
Hey, sweetie.
Looks like it's gonna be a long day.
Another one, huh? What we got?
Your first patient?
Who you got?
Suffering from a lack of concept?
Who you got?
Originality?
You know how scared I'd be if Wayne was my actual doctor?
Who you got?
What you got for him?
Okay, let me put my gloves on and my scrubs on.
Dr.
Carter to the rescue. Excuse me if I'm late, but like a thief.
What'd you say?
I forgot it was that sample they used for that.
Yeah, David Axelrod. This album has so many joints, man. Yo, remember when Weezy and Robin Thicke had like a thing? Yo, isn't Robin Thicke's career so weird?
I don't know what happened recently.
Nothing. But like, he was build. He just built and built and built,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then he gets to this moment where he has this gigantic thing.
Right.
And it sort of ends up like turning into a negative.
Right, legal battle.
And he got considered like a thief.
Right.
Which, by the way, was so weak because, like, it was like that's what the song was. Who cares? Like, everyone does songs where they take a classic theme and rock. Like, I didn't understand why.
I still never got that one. I still don't hear what they're talking about.
I'm lost without you. Can't help myself.
So he had, like, this amazing run with all these great songs for years. And then that shit blows up. He gets the biggest song in the world. This is
Syph, Robin Thicke is one of my most desired guests for one day when I hopefully start my sort of like a fucked up life problem podcast. Yeah. I want to hear what he went through, bro. Because, like, don't get me wrong, I'm still cool with him. I've never really had the convo with him, though. Like, so you get Blurred Lines becomes the biggest song in the world. Everyone's talking about you. And let's see what came from that. He got divorced right after.
Yep.
They said he stole the song. Yep. I think he lost all the money from the song.
Uh-huh.
He got accused of being sexually inappropriate with one of the girls in the video.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Emily Ratajkowski mentioned in her book like a year ago that like accused him of being like everything that came from that was bad.
Yeah.
And I just find it to be, and he seems like he's doing great now. Like he's remarried, had more children with his new girl. Like I think he's good. But man, life is crazy.
Where do you see these things where he's good?
I follow him.
Oh, okay, on the IG.
Follow him on IG. What'd you say?
I should probably follow him.
Yeah, he probably follows you.
He's a great guy.
But yeah, like he posts his kids and he seems happy. And, you know, his dad passed a few years ago. I remember that. He seemed to get through that, though. And I just find it to be a fascinating story of, to the point you were just talking about, like, man, I hope one day, blah, 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 blah. He probably felt like, hey, it's really cool that I do, you know, MSG theater. And I can do Constitution Hall in D.C., you know, 4,000, 5,000. But, like, really what I want everybody to know me.
Yeah.
And then he got to the spot where he had the biggest song in the world.
I remember it was breaking, like, it was right when, like, I don't know, maybe Spotify had kind of just come out or something like that. And it broke, like, records for the longest lasting song at the top or one of those things. You remember?
Everybody get up.
Oh, I love this Marvin Gaye song.
No, no, Syph. No, Syph. This is the Robin Thicke song.
What?
This isn't Marvin Gaye. This is the Robin Thicke.
To me.
If you can't hear
Marvin
what I'm trying to say, if you can't read from the same page,
maybe I'm going deaf.
So weird, though, of all the songs to get completely like ripped apart, is it that close to this?
Bro, I don't even hear the closeness. I still to this day don't know what they're talking about.
No, the beat.
Okay, I'll play the other one.
And the vocals, maybe.
I love we're up on the hot topics of the lawsuit from 5 years ago.
Who's not talking about this today?
Listen, I know 20 songs that Pharrell has a vibe of another song.
Oh, my gosh.
That doesn't mean it's stolen.
To me.
If you can't hear what I'm trying to say.
I don't hear it.
I mean, listen, he vocally tries to go high on it in a way he doesn't normally necessarily, but it's not close. Like, man, it was such a weird thing for him to get torn to shreds for.
He probably owed his pound of flesh.
To who?
Who knows, man? Who knows?
You know what my joint was? Same project. And full circle, this is how we started here.
Yeah.
Don't get shit.
Talking about Lil Wayne.
Rapid fire. Get your nobody.
Yeah, this is
it. I bought my homie an office, right? He's strapped. He can't get my
back. I heard some shouts like down on the floor.
Corey Ball says, "You guys analyzing Under Pressure, Ice Ice Baby next?"
Yeah, that one is hilarious. But you ever heard Vanilla Ice talk about that?
No,
theirs goes doom 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 doom, And ours goes doom 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 doom.
No, that's not a real thing, is it?
I swear to God.
Look, you think I can find it?
Yes, it's very much on YouTube. He goes, no, theirs is doom 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 doom. And ours is like doom 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 doom.
Oh, it comes up. Vanilla Ice explaining difference.
Hilarious.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Hold on. I'm excited. I've never seen this. Here, do you guys want to hear the YouTube commercials?
No. You could just skip ad. Press skip ad.
Ice Baby used the Queen hook. What's happened with that?
Rap music is sampling. And people who don't understand rap music.
Stuff Ice.
They say, well, he borrows this or steals this. Rap music, every major rap artist in the world samples music, you know? And that's all I did is sample it. If my record 10 years from now went number one, I would say, yo, give me a piece of that, you know? That's all, I mean, and I don't blame them at all. And especially if it sells 5 million copies. But see, the reason why you don't hear as much controversy going on with other rap groups sampling and stuff is because a good rap record in the United States just goes gold. I mean, that's a good rap, that's a lot for a rap, one rap record, you know, it's go gold. And platinum is like...
Is this the right one?
You barely get that for a rap record.
Could be a different one.
Platinum records, a lot for rap. And I sold 5 platinum. So, you know, it's like they're going to definitely come and get me. But for somebody that goes gold, it's not even worth their time to go get a lawyer and pay for
the lawyer. How about this one? Is this one?
So it's making it different. It's totally different. It's a rap song. It doesn't sound anything like theirs.
And just to prove his point, Vanilla breaks it down and sings the dings.
Ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. Ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding. That's the way theirs goes. Ours goes ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. Ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. That little bitty change. It's not the same. Ours goes ding, ding.
They have two arches. Yo, man. What is that?
Our listener, Grandfather Clock, was saying they have the two arches. We have the arch coming to America. It's a great, great reference. The dead on.
Nah, he doesn't say arches in it.
They got the golden arches. We got the golden arch.
Nah, it's something else he says.
Golden arc?
Maybe arc.
Maybe he says we got the golden arc. Cypher Sounds, what else is going on?
You said you had a lot of things going on.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I hosted the Fife event last week.
How was that?
It was really cool. I got to tell you.
It sounded fun.
I got to tell you, the album's really pretty good.
Somebody told me that, too. I think I was talking to J.
It's not.
J Period said that. A couple other people.
I saw J Period. Yeah. J Period was wearing a Fatigue Tribe jacket. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, bro, you couldn't look any more like J Period. what's going on with so anyways, hold on, before I ask the next question about Freddie Gibbs. The Fife album is absolutely worth everyone listening to. It's got some real joints on it. Sort of emotional. If you like really dial in and listen to it, it'll definitely hit you. The event was cool. His family, his wife and his mom spoke, and they were both so vulnerable and cool and emotional and honest that it made the event really, really good.
Yeah.
I was kind of like nervous because like I was hosting this whole thing, and it was a bit like, you know, it's not loose. I had a run of show and everything, but like, you know, filling up the time for each thing, I was the only like professional talker up there.
Right.
And so it can feel a little much. No, we just like had, you know, and we had people on Zoom. So that's nerve wracking.
Right.
We're doing live Zooms with Fonte and Rhapsody and different. And shouts to SOBs, my man Leroy. They all did a really good job and everything worked.
Yep.
So that was great. But what really pulled it together was Fife's family being so solid. And Redman was there the whole time. Yo, man. Dude, the way Redman has come through for Fife's everything.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, he came on our show when they asked us to, you know, when they offered us. He's on the album twice. He showed up for the entire event. Like, man.
Was Redman like, have yourself really cool with Fife?
I think they were really cool. I don't think they were best friends. Right. I mean, I think they were really cool, you know? And listen, I'm similar. Fife and I weren't good. Fife and I are good friends. Fife and I were not good friends. Yeah. We were really cool. But I'm a fan.
Right.
Like, I was a kid who grew up as a fan.
Yeah, 100%.
Redman's a colleague, like a peer. And so him, and he's Redman. So him coming through for everything. He's Redman, for God's sake. And he just shows up. Like, Redman may be one of the most regular legend of all time.
Let me tell you what I love about Redman. Real quick. The thing I love about Redman is, like, yes, people look at me as a god in a certain aspect of things. But also, it's not that hard. Just pull up. It's not that hard, rappers or people of fame or whatever. Like, just pull up sometimes. Like, it's not bad, man. It's not. He's like, yeah, I live in Jersey. SOBs is right down. I go through the Lincoln or the Holland. I'm right there. It's not that bad.
It's not that big a deal.
It's not that hard, man.
Yo, shout out to everyone commenting. They were at the Fife event. Very nice that I could tell. I knew there were Juan Eppers in the house.
Did you hear them yell years ago?
No, I didn't hear any years ago. But I did have the experience afterwards of, man, it'd been a long. I haven't been outside in a long time. So, shouts to Red Alert, by the way. Saw Red Alert. Let me just say, I had that experience where, like, a girl was chatting with
yes.
me.
Yes. Sorry.
What?
Sorry. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Why'd you say that?
I just get excited when girls talk to me.
And she was like, Billy was right there. Billy, that girl was, like, clearly borderline blackout drunk, right?
Oh, she was weird. She was very weird. I got uncomfortable. I left.
By the way, I ran out right after. So you already ran out?
Yeah, when you texted me, I was already gone and almost on the train. I got out of there fast.
She was just like, you ever have a girl talking to you and you're like, or a guy, honestly, at an event and someone's just talking and you're like, you're really drunk. I don't know you and I want to get away. It had been a long time since I had that experience.
Yeah, it happens to me a lot. And also, I think I have another layer of it affecting me because I don't know what it means. I don't know what it feels like to be drunk.
Right.
So I can't even compare my feelings to what they're feeling. It's totally
I'll tell you
alien
this.
To me.
Even if you've been drunk, the awkwardness is just unless you were as wasted as they are, you're just going to feel really weird. No, that's not true. If you were slightly drunk, and dealing with a wasted person is different than being stone sober. But I'm just saying, like, I was stone sober. I was drinking water, right? So I didn't have any.
Before.
But I don't know if it matters. You still feel so awkward because you're not. I don't know what it's like to be that, though. I don't know what it's like to be going up to strangers and just being like, hey. What do you do? I'm not gonna act like everyone else here. Just wants to suck your dick. What?
Excuse
me. I went to say hi to Pete, and I just said hi really quick, and he said, "Oh, Red Alert's right over there. Do you want to say hi?" And I stood there and I waited till you said your hello.
Right.
And he goes, "Oh, do you want to move in front of me? Do you want to take a picture with him?" And I went, "I know him." I was like, referring to Pete. She goes, "Oh, well, now I want to take a picture with you and him, and you have to be in the picture. Who are you?" And I was like, "Nobody. I just want to say
no." And then
hello,
she's like half making
out.
Fun of you too, though. She was like, "I asked him if he wants a picture," and he was like, I know him. I was like, "No,
I work with him.
I know that girl."
I think he was just saying straightforward, like, "No, I don't need a picture. I know him."
If I got uncomfortable, you know it's bad.
Yeah, it was awkward scene. Now, speaking of uncomfortable, Billy June, do you want to show us your room? Any
no,
updates?
I don't.
Yeah,
there are no
show
updates.
Us the room, Billy.
I did laundry and I got a haircut, so that's an update.
Your hair looks good. Your hair looks good.
And
glad you did laundry.
I took Sipe.
Dirty floor.
Yep. We'll get an update next week.
What was the advice you took from me? You're about to say.
No, you said get the haircut first and then clean the room, and that's what I did.
Yeah, but you haven't cleaned the room.
I know. Okay. I don't have a Chaz Bono haircut going on.
Somebody wrote Billy kind of has a Chaz Bono haircut.
It's fucked up.
Where'd the other one go?
I don't have gel in my hair.
Hey, yeah. Who's this bloke with the smoke? Turn the camera, Billy. We know it's a mess still. Just give it a little twirl, Billy.
It looks exactly the same.
Give us a little twirl. Give us a little twirl with the camera.
People care, Billy.
Billy, come
they're
on. Connect-
not today.
Turn it. It's Billy. It's okay.
Not today.
It's okay.
You
Billy
sure?
Haircuts. I'm Billy, very it's okay. sure.
It's okay. Just turn the computer. Just.
I showed somebody the clip while I was editing last week. And the bartender said, yo, you need to get your life together. That's when you know it's bad.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't want to do it today.
Okay. All right.
Are you going to? Okay. All right. What about next week, though?
Next week.
Okay.
Next okay. week. Okay. Now, I should also note, Sif.
Good note.
WrestleMania is next week.
Oh,
so we got to figure out our schedule.
Where's WrestleMania?
Dallas.
I'll be in Dallas.
You're full of shit.
I just told you I'm going. You remember the beginning of the show where I shouted out where I'm going to be?
Yeah, I wasn't listening.
Can I go?
I literally checked out the entire time you were giving shout outs. What day are you in Dallas?
The first and the second.
You're joking.
I swear to God.
Sif, you're up against WrestleMania. It's the first and the second.
Wait, what day is WrestleMania?
Saturday and Sunday.
Well, I'm doing Friday and Saturday.
You're Friday and Saturday. It's the second and
can
third.
Can I come to WrestleMania?
I can try. You want to go?
What do you mean try?
Well, they're weird. It's gotten a little.
You can't get me two ticks?
No, I probably can, but I will say this. It's gotten harder. You might understand this. It's gotten harder for me to get the hookup on getting people tickets since I worked there versus when they were just doing me favors.
When you're on the radio. Different department.
Yeah, when I'm just the radio
different
guy, different department.
Yeah,
you know?
Makes sense.
It's a little. Wow, this is the second time in a row that I'm going to a place randomly.
For the Want Out community, can we hang in Dallas?
Well, listen, no doubt we can hang.
Okay.
What time are your shows going to be?
You know, I'm sure like 7 and 9 in that range. I don't know exactly.
So you should at the very least just come hang out like afterwards with us.
Yeah.
I'm sure West Side Gun will be there.
Come on.
Well, it's going to be all people you like.
Right now.
You want to call him
call
right
him
now?
Right now. Let's make this
a Why don't you do a live one-up from WrestleMania weekend?
All right. How about you just pipe down? Because, no, I'm working
fact,
all weekend.
Here's what it's sounding like.
Come on, Billy.
Here's what it's sounding like, guys.
Go ahead.
One-up might be on hiatus next week. That's what it's kind of sounding like.
Well, like it might get crazy?
Or it comes out a day late and you guys take a full day to talk about it on a Monday and it, or a Tuesday.
Let me
ask
you a question,
I'll be back.
Billy June.
Go
do
ahead.
We never
okay.
do we don't does want to do we not get 2 weeks vacation or like do we not get treated like regular people like who have to take a vacation sometimes?
I'm always worried that if you take a break, you'll never come back because you used to take 3 months and 3 years off.
Valid.
Okay.
Valid point. It's a solid point.
No, it's one of the best points you've made, but that doesn't make it right.
No, I know what we need. We need to reorganize Wanup just a little bit. I think if Rosenberg's busy, we should just go ahead and get a guest host and vice versa. I think we should start mixing this up a little bit. What would Kelly and what's his name do? What's his name? What's that guy's name?
Michael? Seacrest?
Yeah. Also, even take it back to Reed. What would Reed just do? Yeah. You calling Wes? Was he,
hold on, I have to send. I have to send a note to our financial person.
Okay. Before West Side Gun, you have to send a note to our business manager before you're allowed to call West Side Gun.
Right.
Okay. Is he charged for you to call? Is that what it is? You have to send a wire before you can call West Side Gun.
All right, I'm gonna call him right now.
Someone died recently, right? Is it Razor Ramon?
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah, it's like his guy too.
I saw the picture. And then somebody else you mentioned, what's going on with Triple H?
Triple H is he retired from in-ring competition.
I thought he was the son-in-law or something.
He is the son-in-law.
And he still was in the ring?
Occasionally still in the
so
ring.
So you talking about he suits up Monday through Friday and occasionally on a Sunday he'll throw on a leotard?
Occasionally,
okay.
Yes. That's
and
correct.
Officially retired.
Oh, wait, Sif, what day are you getting to town?
Friday. Why?
Because Thursday night's the big hangout. That is the hangout.
I was supposed to be there Thursday, but then Monster just asked me to do something in Vegas. I love how we're just having a friend conversation on our show.
Yeah, because Thursday night is Wale Mania.
What does that mean?
It's Wale's big event, and that's where all of us rap nerds, rap wrestling. Yeah, and that's where all of us will be.
Okay,
if
I can get out of whatever this thing they want me to do in Vegas.
I hit up a Jump Shot, your partner over the weekend, to ask if there's any opportunity for us to go to Coachella.
Why would you ask him? He hasn't got me a gig since 96.
That's only partially true.
Yo, come on, let's hang in Dallas, baby.
All right, well, I just texted Gunn, by the way, first, and it didn't, maybe he's flying. It's not saying delivered. And this was his number as of last week. Either way, we will hang out. No, I would love that. Don't forget, though.
I'm not going to forget. I got shit to do in Dallas.
By the way, I'm also going out. Oh, what time? Shows are probably 7 and 9. Because I might do a dinner for my wrestling podcast on Friday at my favorite spot down there.
Billy, look up Mo Ammer in Dallas. See what time the shows are. What's the dinner?
I want to go to this barbecue spot that Natalie and I found last time that I just love.
What time are you going to go? And so
I literally am deciding right now.
Roughly.
But it would probably, my guess would roughly be, 7 o'clock on Thursday or Friday. That's what I'm thinking for a show dinner. Damn. The place was so good. But the hard part is, Sife, I need to lose 5 pounds this week, but I need to have that barbecue dinner sometime.
What is 5 pounds gonna do?
When you're trying to get into a suit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm trying to get into a suit.
I have the suit. For the suit to work, I need to be at a certain level. If I don't,
full of shit I can't fit into.
You're Friday at 8:30.
That's it.
Friday at 8:30. Yeah, and then Saturday 7:30 and 9:30.
There's only one show Saturday.
Friday.
I mean, it says there's another show at night. Rebuilding Buff Live, whatever that is.
Oh, okay.
It looks like a wrestling thing.
If you do 7, I could probably pop in.
Wait, what looks like a wrestling thing? Oh, the other event.
Yeah. Buff Bagwell.
Oh, yeah, it probably is. Yep, well, Buff Bagwell. Wow, that is so random. Bagwell.
That's why you don't have a late night show.
That is...
That's going to be a mixture of people.
Because of Buff Bagwell. Yo, I just thought Billy June, for a second, Sife, this is how sensitive I am. I just thought Billy June was randomly trying to insult me, in my life. And he was just like, that's why you don't have a late night show. I was like, what?
No, Sife, but I'll have a late night show.
That's why there's no late comedy show at the venue. I just thought he was, for some reason, out of the blue, like, you don't appreciate Buff Bagwell. That's why you'll never have a late night show, you fucking loser. So, Billy June, what is the Freddie Gibbs Benny thing?
I thought you would know because I was very confused by it.
What happened?
What
happened with Benny and Freddie?
There's something going on with Freddie and Benny. I don't like
this, it. This Freddie guy gets into a lot of drama, I'm noticing.
He talks shit about Freddie Gibbs, and then he said why are you shitting on me? I've had you on tour before, things like that.
Freddie seems to be, what was the, I'm sorry, is this, do you know what's happening or you don't know yet?
No, I'm looking. You go ahead.
No, because also I want to know what was up with that, did you see the Slaughterhouse stuff? I meant to ask you about that last time. The Joe Button and Joel.
I didn't know what the fuck.
That was funny to watch. That was funny.
I didn't watch the video.
It was so hip hop talk. Yo, you know what you did. You know what it is. Don't do that. You know what it is. You know what it is, son. Don't make me. Yo, don't do that. You know what it is, son.
By the way,
in the
midst of that, a song came out in which I got referenced, and I sort of feel like Joel was dissing me.
Ooh, he went at you.
I'm so glad you brought this up, Sife.
Perfect.
The commenters are giving information on the Freddie Gibbs.
All right, we'll get back to that now in a second.
What about the fourth meal? Arby's.
We like to do.
Pusha T. McDonald's.
Okay. We don't care about the Arby's and Pusha T.
It's pretty funny.
Billy, why don't you go get a job on E! Entertainment?
I know. Billy wants to be like a morning show producer.
There's some rap beef with Pusher T and Arby's. What's going on? They've got the meat.
Yeah, what's the deal with... On the cold of the streets. Was 100 in the clip from... Hold on. I'm going to find the line, and you tell me...
Let's play it.
All right, well, I just want to get the exact right one.
We'll hear it.
No, but I don't know if that's the right song.
Oh, I see.
Let's see. All right, here we go. No, that is the right song. Here we go. All right. You tell me, Syph. Because it feels a little weird. I still be in the field with the gloves, you in clubhouse. Ooh. Fuck out of here. Get you the fuck out of here like it's nothing, son. I mean the fuck out of here like I'm nothing on the sun. And I can give a fuck what you overheard. You weak and listening to sheep gon' get you rocked to sleep over herds. I don't play industry, street nigga, chosen words. Radio or shadio, ask one of them Rosenbergs. Peter Pay Paul where I'm from on them broken curbs. I ain't underrated, they just overrate the phony herb. Fuck the numbers, I just love the art. It's Syph. I listened like 10 times. I can't.
No,
it's not a diss.
Play it again, but it's not a diss.
Weak and listening to sheep gon' get you rocked to sleep over herds. I don't play industry, street nigga, chosen words. Radio or shadio, ask one of them Rosenbergs. Peter Pay Paul where I'm from on them broken curbs. I ain't underrated, they just overrate the phony herb. Fuck the.
Well.
I know, because he says they don't blah blah blah. They just overrate the phony herbs, and I'm like, that's the part that makes me feel like.
One more time. Well, just read it.
If anyone listening has an idea,
read the words.
You want to read the words on Genius?
Sure. Yeah, read the words will be better than listening to it.
All right.
Because that is an expression I stole from Peter to Pay Paul.
Oh no, Peter Paid Paul is definitely
awesome.
That is definitely.
How have we never put that together? Which is crazy. Rob Peter to Pay Paul.
Robbing Peter to pay Paul is definitely a thing.
That's how we never touched on that. That's insane.
Well, how did you want to touch on it?
Because every time people confuse you with Rosenberg, Paul Rosenberg, and there's something there.
There's like a line. There's a line to
something there. We could have did it. Something. We're slacking. We're slacking. All right.
Let's see if I can. Okay, it's really hard to find things on Genius. All right, I'm gonna let you listen to it in the meantime.
Street nigga, chosen words, radio or shadio, ask one of them Rosenbergs. Peter Pay Paul where I'm from on them broken curbs. I ain't underrated, they just overrate the phony herb. Fuck the numbers, I just love the art. Right. Remember, I asked to leave the dock.
All right, and I found it. And well, this is all right. Oh wow, he mentions Paul twice. I searched for Rosenberg, and earlier he says. Or maybe that's Crook. I called M. I called Royce. I even called Paul Rosenberg. So then later it says, "I don't play industry street N bomb chosen words.
Chosen words.
Radio or shadio. Asked one of them Rosenbergs.
Okay.
Peter Pay Paul where I'm from on them broken curves. I ain't understated. They just overrate the phony herbs." I think it's a shot at Paul, and I might be catching shrapnel. Because radio or shadio. Now, Paul runs Shade 45 also.
So it's like a radio station, but he's saying they're being shady. And it's called Shady, Shade 45. Okay. Shadio.
Ask one of them Rosenberg.
Which right now, first of all, if it's not a diss, it's a fire line. Because it's saying there's two Rosenbergs in this game that you need to know, and I know both of them, which is dope.
Right. Radio or shadio? Ask one of them Rosenberg. Yeah.
I know them both.
So I'm radio.
You're radio.
I'm radio. I'm Rosenberg radio, literally.
Shadio.
Right?
Okay.
Shadio, ask one. Peter Pay Paul where I'm from.
Okay, so now this is a wordplay. It's a wordplay on he knows the both Rosenbergs, which are Peter and Paul.
Correct.
And now he's taking that saying, which is rob Peter to pay Paul.
Right. So, I think it's just playing with my name.
Yeah, so go ahead. So go ahead. What's the line?
Oh, read the next line?
Read the line you just read.
Radio or Shadio, ask one of them Rosenbergs. Peter pay Paul where I'm
See,
from.
See, that's where I'm from takes it away from you guys. You're the last line. You're the Rosenberg line.
Yeah, oh, and Peter and Paul is playing on that. It's no longer...
That's how I... Yeah, where I'm from. So what does he say, Peter?
Radio or Shadio. Peter pay Paul where I'm from on them broken curves.
Yep.
I ain't underrated. They just overstate the phony herbs.
Peter, I think it's just wordplay.
I think so too.
I think it's wordplay.
I'm pretty confident. I'm pretty confident. Radio or Shadio asked one of them Rosenberg. Right. Even if he's still, if we're still playing into the whole thing, it doesn't even make
Paul
sense.
It's Paul would pay Peter.
Robbing Peter to pay Paul.
You're Peter broke as Paul shit. Paul is rich as shit.
Right.
Rosenberg throwing the red flag on the field to review the diss.
Yeah. Shh. I'd like to review this.
You need a rapper.
We could just ask Joel.
That would be the rapper to ask, I guess. That would be a good one. Who was it that had Rosenberg... Frozen turd line on their funk freestyle. What?
I think there's a Joel freestyle where he says that, but I think it was a freestyle for me. I don't think it was a flex freestyle. Did someone say it in a flex freestyle?
Maybe.
Hey, Sife, so I guess I'm going to maybe see you in Dallas, huh?
Yeah, man. Let's hang, buddy.
It's fun too to see Sife at a wrestling thing because he won't give a shit. Like, introducing Sife to wrestlers is just like introducing him to strangers. It means nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
It's so you can just meet cool people, but you don't care about what they do. But it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time. So maybe everyone will get
a
random.
Yet, so I'm gonna book it for Monday.
Boom. Because, yeah, we're definitely going to hang out Sunday after WrestleMania, but WrestleMania is all day. Basically,
so you're gonna hang after, and I can get into an after party.
Oh yeah, I can make sure I can get you into
okay,
wherever.
So I
we're
might not
out.
Be able to go to WrestleMania.
I'll see about that.
Stadium?
Oh, yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I know the Cowboy DJ. He probably could get me in.
Yep, he could probably get you in a suite.
Ooh.
Get you a nice little situation.
So should I bring a little sweet thing with me?
A little. Wait.
No, okay, don't worry about that. Listen, all the hyenas, all the hyenas out there in Dallas,
the Dallas hyenas.
Listen, come meet me Friday or Saturday. I'm doing a show over at Hyenas with my friend Mo Ammer. So all the hyenas come to Hyenas, and maybe one of you lucky ones could come to WrestleMania with me.
A hyena at WrestleMania.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
A hyena that I met at Hyenas.
Someone said, oh, it was a Westwood freestyle, and it was about Paul, not you.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Oh, this is nice. Remember when Nas kept calling you Paul? Yeah. Yeah, I do.
And Mike Tyson.
No, he called me Dave.
Oh, Dave.
He didn't call me... What? Mike would never disrespect.
I love how people to this day think you're the Eminem's manager.
Hold on a second.
Hey, this is Mike Tyson. I'm making this awesome drop.
That's not it.
Hey, this is Mike Tyson. What's up? Dig, right? This is the motherfucking late night with David Rosenberg.
That's good.
That's perfect. Oh, God. Dig, right? This is the motherfucking late night with David Rosenberg.
Yo. Yo, you guys don't get it. Sife and I did an episode of the TV show where we turned it into a joke, but for real, he called me Dave for years. He would just see me and be like, Dave. And I'd be like, why? Why do you call me Dave?
How about it's better than Turd Ferguson?
Turd Ferguson was legendary. Why did they say that? And a new show on Hot 97 Morning, Cypher Sounds in Ferguson. That's what it said. That's where it came from. The New York Post, I think, said it was Cypher Sounds in Ferguson. How do you get Cypher Sounds right?
You're right.
Like, why is that? You fucked up Rosenberg? That's the easy one. What the fuck is a Cypher Sounds?
Yo, bro, we gotta go. Listen, let me tell you something. I told you I've been watching Rockford Files lately, right?
I think
the
you did mention
the 70s
that.
Rockford Files. And then we were talking about it with the Sopranos kid because David Chase wrote a lot of or produced a lot of episodes of Rockford Files. Bro, the amount, I've never noticed it before because I never sat and watched Rockford Files all the way through. The amount of mafia guys that are the bad guys and they always reference Jersey is amazing, bro.
Oh, really?
The last episode I watched, he's like, no, Augie, we're not going back to Bayonne. And they're like, almost every other episode, the mafia is the bad guys.
So it totally satisfies what you were looking for from the Chase connection.
Bro, it's amazing how he's been on this shit since then. Like, he's like...
Wait, this is the 70s? 70,
like 76, 77...
Wow, and then he made it happen on his own in 21 years
later.
But,
bro, it's like, it's all the... It's Vinny Boombatz from Newark.
I love Vinny Boombatz. Chase was born in 1945.
Okay, so he's 20 and 65. You know, yep. No, he's 10...
And 30, he's 30 and 75.
He's 10 and 55.
55. Good job.
And the mobsters are like kind of like around.
Yo, when you look at pictures of David Chase, by the way, he looks like the evil. He sort of looks like evil Lorne Michaels. All right. Hey, bye, guys.
Hey, man.
We appreciate you all.
It's been a pleasure, man. One up for life. One up is life.
And you particularly, you 30 patrons who hung out with us in this last second live. So people who have nothing to do with your time during the day, no responsibility, nothing to live for whatsoever, making time to spend time with us, we appreciate you so dearly.
And just not to be a dick, but this is your exclusive for the week of Patreon. This is
now the other, you know, 400-600 patrons who aren't here, they're going to complain.
But you had a
but
choice.
Like this is what
keep your notifications.
I mean, Billy,
on,
put up,
baby.
Billy, people should be able to find out, right? I mean, when you alert them, won't they get a thing?
Yes, they do.
They get an alert.
What is it? Yep. Like an email alert?
They can get the video.
Julio Hernandez says, hey, hey, I'm working here.
These 35 people are going to be upset that they don't have an episode to listen to tomorrow.
Man, I'm just on PTO today. What's PTO?
Paternity.
He's on paternity leave.
I think it's paid time off.
So you're stealing from the system.
By the way, someone said, did we big up Questlove? No, Questlove won the Oscar for Best Doc.
Oh, he did.
You know why we didn't big him up? Yeah, you know why we didn't big him up?
Disgusting
because
crocs.
Because the guy who presented the award got slapped by the biggest actor in the world. the guy from Philly we talked about was not the one who won that award.
Oh, congrats. He got an Oscar. That's dope.
Yeah, for Summer of Soul. All right, Sife, go fuck yourself.
Peace and blessings.
You too.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both as twin brothers. Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain? On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well. A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.